This is Twit.
Google Photos Apocalypse is happening.
Yes.
June 1st today, Google Photos free storage is over. So that ship has sailed.
Bye-bye.
Who rolled out the Google Photos? Was it Osterloh or was it the other guy? Who was the guy who was really excited about Google Photos? What was that guy's name? Remember, it was right around the time of Google Plus?
Yeah, no, this was it Vic Gondotra, maybe?
Huh?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. I'm trying to flex my Google foo right now.
Your knowledge.
Yeah. Anyway, so maybe you can find that while I'm talking about this. But
yeah, I think it was Vic Gondotra.
I think it was Vic Gondotra because right around the time of Google Plus and Google Photos, and it was great and it all worked together and all that sort of stuff. And a big part of it was that it was free. And as part of it being free, you got free high-quality uploads. So you're able to upload stuff at full res and store it there. That's over. So no more free high-quality uploads for most users. Uploads begin to count against your Google account storage. So those of you who – if you look at the bottom left of your Gmail and you see how much percentage storage you've taken up on Google, photos will count towards that. And photos uploaded to your library prior to today do not count against that quota, only for new images going forward. So there's not like retroactive billing or anything like that. It's just like, this is the brave new world. You've got a storage quota for Google that is Gmail, G Drive, Google Photos. It's all under one roof. And if you need to expand that storage, guess what? You can pay like everybody else does.
Yep.
Does this change how much we love Google Photos for you, either of you? Because Google Photos is one of those like, right? That's one of those like gems of Google.
I consider it definitely one of the premier Google services. I mean, it's definitely one of the ones that I've used the most and valued the most, which is why I basically right now I'm working on a Hands-On Tech episode that's going to publish tomorrow, where I take the Synology DS920 Plus network attached storage. And I figure out how to basically replicate the functionality of Google Photos on my own network attached storage. And it's not impossible. I don't even want to say that it's like difficult, because outright it's really not difficult. It's very time consuming, and it's not a one-to-one replica of what we've come to experience with Google Photos. But then I realized at the end of that, like, okay, so I go through all the heavy lifting of trying to, you know, do this. Gosh, maybe it just makes sense to continue paying for Google Photos, because if I've loved it as much as I have, which I do, then it like, why not? Why not pay for a service that's actually pretty amazing, you know?
And that's the point. Everything is about services now. And I, you know, a lot of these companies make the most money off of services. So offering you all this cloud, which it already has, all this indexed cloud, which you're just feeding the machine so that you can have a better search engine for your photos. And so for us, the transaction is like perfect. And that's why we keep paying for this. Even me, like I went to look in my Google One account the other day. I got away with paying for 100 gigs this far, like this long, since I started paying for it, in 2010? And now I'm almost to that capacity because I was using that OnePlus 8 for 8-9 months, and just the photos accumulated from that set me over the limit in my photos quota. Yeah. So it's real. I know that we're saying that this is only going to affect Pixel users, this new subscription model, whatever, that Google Photos is adopting, but the writing was kind of on the wall, and the Pixel is such a small percentage of the phones that people use. Most Android users are using Samsung devices. Let's look at the numbers.
So by the way, I was looking into it, trying to figure out, Vic Gondotra left Google Plus and he was replaced by Bradley Horowitz, who took over Photos and Streams, which was stripped out from Google Plus. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it was Bradley Horowitz who may have announced that. I was trying to find like an actual announcement by him, but he was the one that took it over when all that switch happened.
Yeah.
So Just a little tidbit there. Yeah, I mean, I think I've been paying for the Google One subscription, the 200 gig plan, which is only $2.99 a month. It's like that's expensive.
I'm paying for that too. Yeah,
you know the one.
I pay more for the Play Pass.
Yeah, right. That's true. Well, that's an interesting comparison. Yeah, which one do you feel like you get more value out of then?
I just feel like they're both. Oh my God. Like, go in your QuickBooks and do a search for how many times Google charges you in a year. Mm-hmm. They are making a lot of money off of me.
They're making a lot of money off of you.
Yeah.
Just I find the Sleep Pass worth it now. Yeah. Now that I have Mona. Granted, she's only like 16 months, but now that she's, you know, I'm starting to kind of put together little phone devices for her to have in the car with like little apps.
Yeah.
I find more use out of the Play Pass because there's so many kids, there's so much kids content on there.
And you don't have to buy each and yeah, it's each
just,
and every
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I just
them.
Pay just, $5 yeah, a month and totally. It unlocks all of it.
Yeah. Subscription life, hashtag. Subscription life.
Sub life. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, this is the new, I've said it on the show before, but I remember when I, in like 2007, when I was moving to San Francisco and I was hanging out with my dad and we were talking about Web 2.0 and stuff like that. My dad's like, you know, we are all going to die a death of 1,000 micropayments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like he called it. He was prescient in that. And that's the way that everything was going. And that's what happens now. You just get charged a little here, a little there. And that's why things like Truebill and like Google Pay and stuff like that, that are, was it Truebill or whatever, the services that like analyze your bank account to tell you what your, because you might not even know what you're paying for, because yeah, it's so easy to be like $3.99, $2.99, $6.99. It adds up. So make it a habit every couple, you know, do it like Labor Day weekend or this past Memorial Day weekend. Take some time out to look at your bank account statement and make sure the things you're paying for you actually want.
Yeah.
I think Google Photos absolutely and Google Storage absolutely falls underneath that catch all.
Oh, yeah.
Having this data mine of stuff available anywhere that I can share. Me and my wife and my sister have photo sharing set up. So we take pictures of the kids and anybody else, and it's all in there. It's all in the mix. I can easily highlight photos and make a book out of it. Like it's a great service. And I don't, again, it's like we say support your devs. That also means Google.
Yeah,
it also means, you know, people who are doing stuff. And if it's a valuable tool that you are using, if it's a valuable service, pay for it. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, this whole NAS project has been pretty illuminating for me, because I was like, really, I was just kind of curious, like what would go into it, and like, yeah, you know, what is the process like, and is it a good, like, would it be a good replacement? And I'm not certain that I've like decided, or you're just going to have to watch it when it's done in order to find the final result of that. But it really feels like the more I scrutinize the switch to using a NAS over Google Photos, it's kind of the value proposition. It's like, it's not about value. It's maybe more about just like owning the mechanism behind where you store those photos, right? But when you're talking about value, like with Google Photos, like you said, accessible everywhere. The AI you know, magic that's happening behind the scenes is top notch. It's also a cloud destination, so it's not a backup in its own right. But I'm actually considering having the NAS and still keeping and paying for Google Photos, because then I do have a backup situation.
But right? The NAS becomes the backup, and like and the thing about it is that this is very similar to the conversation, Jason, we had about music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Yes.
You know, with the death of Google Play Music and the emergence of YouTube Music and reevaluating this and decide like, and what's funny is that here in that our conversation, I will, everyone in the chat room or on Discord or whatever is probably screaming right now, but I will be the first to admit that in the music situation, go local, store my own music, have a NAS, have an app that I can access it with. That's the choice. But for photos, Google Photos is the choice. And you don't need to be one or the other at all times for every sort of thing. But like, the magic that YouTube Music or Spotify or anything else gave me for my music, I felt as if was not worth the price, whereas the magic that Google Photos gives me is worth that price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense. So.
Yep, yep. I don't even know that I mentioned on the show that I'm back on YouTube Music. I had switched to Spotify to try to make the move there, and I think that maybe we talked a little bit about the Google Homes just causing so much issues with my Spotify account and the different members of our family. And ultimately at the end, that was its undoing for us. Like, it just happened time and time again. I couldn't figure it out. And finally my wife was just like, this isn't working. I'm like, you're right, it's not working. Like, at least with the YouTube Music family account, like, we knew that we could all play. But yeah, anyways, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but
I like the honesty between you and your wife when something isn't working. It reminds me of me and my wife were struggling with sleep training our kids or whatever. And we were trying something else, and she might have been in the room with the kid, or I was, or whatever. But I just texted her, "This isn't working." She just came out and she's like, "The relationship or what we're doing to get the kids to sleep?" Like, and I'm like, "No, the kids."
Explain yourself. What exactly is not
never
working?
Never just randomly text your partner, "This isn't working."
Yeah, yeah.
That sets off lots of alarm bells.
Yes. So. Yeah. Recipe for disaster there. So anyways, yeah, so it sounds like we all kind of agree as far as this is concerned. Like, even with the knee-jerk reaction when we first heard this news, I'm sure that I was a little fearful of, like, oh, wait a minute, they're pulling the rug out. I'm seeing some folks in chat and Discord. Cousin Jai even said, you never get as much functionality as AI Megadon Google, but you will never have to worry about being held hostage. And that's another part of it, too, is people feel like it's the rug being pulled out from under them and they're being pushed into a position that they didn't think they were going to end up in when Google was promising free unlimited. Now the rules have changed. And that really, at the end of the day, it's their service. It's their servers. They can make that choice. That's where moving this media into your own hands becomes more valuable than, you know, the other stuff. So, I don't know. Everybody's probably going to come down differently.
And that's the service we offer here at All About Android.
Is storing your photos for you?
Well, you know, telling you about all this stuff.
Telling you. Okay. Informing you about your options.
Informing you.
I was like, are we starting our own photo service? photo
good idea.
Listen,
maybe now's the time.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking at the climate impacts of that.
Yeah. Totally.